Welcome to today's public affairs program here on KNDY Radio. I am your host, Max Blasky. Joined today by Trevor Klipp, who is the Washington County Fair Board president, getting ready for the county fair. Remind us all when and where is the fair this year?
So we're going to be doing it July 18th through the 23rd. So exhibits are going to start showing up Tuesday afternoon. And the true first date of the fair with our sheep show is going to be there on Wednesday morning. So Wednesday through Saturday is where we're going to be for this year in July there at Washington Fairgrounds, just over there on the west side of town. And I believe they do have the south side of the main Highway 36th Street is going to be done with their construction process for that. So we're hoping that we won't have any issues for getting into the fairgrounds.
Now, both Friday and Saturday, you have separate activities going on, Trevor, but I know you've got a few that overlap, so what's going on there at the fairgrounds both those nights?
We're not going to have a carnival again this year, obviously, but we are going to have inflatables sponsored by the fair board with that. So we're going to have inflatables and then also our putt-putt golf that we've had set up in years past.
You're looking into Saturday. You know you got your parade going on, and I always like to highlight, too, what's the theme as well for this year's fair?
Yeah, so this year's fair theme is Washington County, a pipeline to your dreams. So that's our fair theme for this year, and looking to have some pretty good parade entries and floats for that for Saturday night for the parade.
Well, and that does sound fun and involving, you know, the kids and the 4-H groups. Obviously, that's a big part of the fair. But how important are they to the success of getting this whole week's worth of activities done?
Yep. And a lot of it attributes to, you know, having a lot of activities done throughout the week and everything. But what a lot of people don't realize is truly the reason why we do it. You know, it takes more than just the week or two before fair to get ready for everything. It's the planning every month at each meeting and getting ready for everything. And if we didn't do it for the youth, you know, what's the point in doing it is the thing. And we've had really good feedback here from the kids that we've turned out of Washington County. And we just always look forward to it every year. And we have had huge success with it. And just looking to make 2023 another one of those to chalk up.
If someone hasn't been to the fair in a while, you know, Trevor, or they haven't been at all, what stands out for the Washington County Fair?
Yep, a lot of it I would say would be just overall our fairgrounds, the way that we're set up, mainly in the ways of we do still have a lot of historical buildings or historical landmarks, you know, that were built as a WPA project back in 1938-39. And then also, you know, the other thing would be just the variety. Everything that we have to offer, you know, from any of the vendors to the livestock exhibits, all the way up to the arts and crafts and everything like that. Just a wide array for anyone wanting to come to the fair.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention? And then two, if people want to find the schedule or get some more information, where can they grab that at?
Yeah, yep. The one last thing that I would highlight would be our Saturday. Obviously, we talked about the parade in the evening and our theme with Washington County, a pipeline to your dreams. But then also after the parade, we're going to be having the KLA steak dinner there in the evening. You know, we're still going to have all of our same food vendors. You know, the 4-H food stand will be open along with a couple others. I think Ma and Pa's Kettle Corn will be there. Two Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. But then also on Saturday, our music entertainment is going to be Phil Vandell, and his band are going to be coming to us from the Wichita area, I believe. And so we're looking forward to having Phil here for us Saturday evening. And to kind of round it all out, then on Sunday morning after cleanup, we're going to have the community church in the park there. It's going to be at 10 o'clock. So those were kind of some of the other events I wanted to go over for Saturday and Sunday. And then as far as all other info goes, where anyone can find it, like always, we're going to have a schedule of events, upcoming announcements, or anything important for time-wise is going to be available on our Facebook page or even on our fair website, which is WashingtonCountyKSFair.com. So You can look us up by any of those forms there, and we look forward to seeing everybody out there for our 2023 rendition of the county fair.
I would like to thank Washington County Fair Board President Trevor Klipp for joining me on today's public affairs program here on KNDY Radio. As always, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you again next week.